I am. Good morning.
Movies. We need some. What's going on?
Well, we do need some. We'll start with Expendables 3, starring Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Mel Gibson, Harrison Ford, Wesley Snipes, Antonio Banderas, Santa Claus, Father Time, Vladimir Putin, Kelsey Grammer, one of the apes from Planet of the Apes, Jet Li, the ghost of Charlton Heston, Jackie Chan, and, of course, Mr. Peanut and the Monopoly Man, for some reason, and me. I'm in it. I play Jackie Chan. Did you know?
Amazing.
Really good. So here we are again with these dudes. Some of the names I may have been exaggerated. I can't really totally confirm that Vladimir Putin is in it.
You can't? No, okay.
Well, like 4 minutes in, I didn't even know what was happening. There's so many of them. They really sort of are expendable.
Yeah.
Because Sylvester or Arnold could just disappear halfway through with no explanation, and I wouldn't even notice. It lacks the self-awareness of the first two Expendables, and it was crazy loud, but, you know, most of them are yelling because they can't hear very well. Right. That's just the truth. I did not enjoy it. I'm going to go D-minus for do not minus.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Also opening is The Giver, based on a very popular book starring Jeff Bridges and Meryl Streep, two people I love.
Yeah.
And I love the simple story of how we need to rage against the machine. We need to be individuals. That's what it's about. But the movie felt a little student filmy to me. Plus, Katie Holmes is in it, finally confirming she is, in fact, a robot. She's actually a robot, I believe, in real life.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew.
I did not know that.
Didn't totally translate. A nice few moments, but then it's insane. Huh. I want to say C-, but really it's like a D++.
Is it? Okay, all right.
It's not great. I mean, I'm going to give it this. Like, while I was in it, it wasn't torture.
Right, right.
It just wasn't very good.
Oh, man.
That's all I can say. It just wasn't, and I've heard that the book is fantastic.
Oh, how about that?
Lastly, we have Let's Be Cops, Damon Wayans and Jake Johnson, about a couple of morons who pretend to be cops. The only thing that'd be worse is if two policemen made a film called Let's Be Actors.
Although
it's L.A., I'm sure that's happened many times out here.
Yeah.
The police, and I've said this, just the few times I've come in contact with police here in L.A., they are hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, come on.
I don't know what is going on with the LAPD. I'm serious, though. I think a lot of them, like, were aspiring actors, and they're like, oh, it's not going to work, so let's be gone.
Man, not sparing the hot sauce. All right.
That's a whole different story. I'm going to go F+ for this one. It's pretty bad. But remember, Guardians of the Galaxy is still in theaters, as is Get On Up, which I stand by, and I talked about it again last week. I liked it a lot, and there's good stuff ahead.
All right. Good. All right.
Can you believe it? Yes, I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.